Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, February 22nd. The jointly sponsored WASA, WASDA, and WASBO annual legislative conference was held this past weekend. Even with an all-virtual conference, around 350 members still participated. Whether you are able to attend or not, all of the conference materials have been posted on the WASA website, including our conference hot topics, which are a set of common legislative priorities. To find the information, go to the WASA website, look for professional learning, conference resources, and legislative conference. Members from our three associations should be receiving information soon about the upcoming regional planning meetings to prepare for the virtual Week on the Hill. We encourage you to take your time to go to these meetings and participate with your colleagues advocating for our joint priorities. Today, the legislature's second self-imposed cutoff deadline arrived. All bills with fiscal costs must have been adopted by the original House Fiscal Committee by this evening to remain alive. Each fiscal committee in both houses, in particular the House Appropriations Committee and the Senate Ways and Means Committee, held multiple lengthy public hearings and executive sessions in the last week, culminating in even longer meetings today. More details will be available in This Week in Olympia, WASA's legislative newsletter, but I'll review a few key issues here. The first issue, House Bill 1368, actually passed out of the legislature over a week ago, but it's important to know that Governor Inslee signed the bill on Friday. With an emergency clause, the $2.2 billion in appropriations will begin to flow almost immediately. For K-12 education, the $668 million allocated will begin the flow to school districts via reimbursements for costs very soon. Remember, to access these funds, however, school districts first must submit an updated school reopening plan to OSPI, and OSPI has to approve the plan. Remember, the plans are due March 1st. School districts will also have to submit learning recovery plans to OSPI by June 1st. OSPI is set to have a template for districts to use in the coming weeks. We've talked a lot about House Bill 1368 and almost as much about Senate Bill 5128 and House Bill 1476. Senate Bill 5128, remember, would provide assistance to school districts dealing with pupil transportation funding issues. The bill passed the Senate Ways and Means Committee a couple of weeks ago and awaits action by the full Senate. At this point, we have no new news on that particular bill. There has been news and action on House Bill 1476, though. This is the bill that would provide enrollment stabilization funds to districts that have suffered enrollment declines. Funding would be provided to shore up a district's general apportionment, but would also stabilize funding for multiple programs that are funded based on enrollment. As enrollment declines, funding for the Learning Assistance Program, Transitional Bilingual Instructional Program, Career and Technical Education, Skill Centers, Special Education, and other programs go down with it. As we've talked about multiple times, there was a thought that House Bill 1476, and also perhaps Senate Bill 5128, would not actually pass the legislature, but the issues would be dealt with in the budget. The first step to that reality occurred on Friday. The House Appropriations Committee adopted House Bill 1476, but not before dealing with a major amendment. The amendment stripped out all of the enrollment-based programs with the stated intent to provide stabilization funding in the operating budget. Besides the intent language, the only issue left in the bill was language regarding school districts' levy capacity. Because the dates to calculate levy lids fall beyond the bounds of the supplemental operating budget, the bill secures current levy caps by making a change in statute. Please understand that we didn't lose here. We asked for a specific bill to be introduced so school administrators had something specific and tangible to hold on to as they advocated with legislators. Supporting a bill is much easier than supporting a concept or an idea. We understood fully, however, that stabilization funding would likely move to be a budget issue. So now we have three issues on the table: Senate Bill 5128 for pupil transportation funding, House Bill 1476 for levy stabilization, and in stabilization funding in the budget for education programs that are enrollment-based along with general apportionment. As legislators start to turn to budget issues, it's incumbent upon us to keep these issues at the front of their minds, especially the stabilization of general apportionment and enrollment-based programs, because currently we still have those two tangible bills to hang on to. We don't want legislators, though, to lose sight of the overall stabilization funding issues. There will be additional information and detail in This Week in Olympia on many of the bills that have been adopted, but I want to mention one additional bill here. This afternoon, the Senate Ways and Means Committee adopted a comprehensive rewrite of Senate Bill 5147. As introduced, Senate Bill 5147 would have established two pilot programs. One would have provided funding to allow districts to extend their school years from 180 days to 210 days. The other would have provided for a balanced calendar of 180 days, but over the full calendar year, rather than the current September to June model. As amended and adopted in committee today, the year-round balanced calendar option is retained, but also establishes grant programs for summer re-engagement, accelerated learning opportunities, and 21st century community learning centers. This new bill would be significantly more expensive than the original bill. However, the whole discussion of student learning loss and learning recovery is the hot issue right now, and odds are that something will be adopted this session to address the issue. In terms of funding, the state budget today is looking much better than 8 or even 3 months ago, so additional resources may be available. More likely, however, is the expectation of additional federal dollars as Congress is fast-tracking President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Including in that package is a significant amount of funding for school districts, probably double of what was received in December's stimulus package. In addition to reopening schools, the federal dollars include a heavy focus on learning recovery. So in a sense, some of that money is already being accounted for and spent before the bill even makes it to the president's desk. Regardless, this will continue to be probably one of the major issues for the remainder of this session, so we encourage you to continue to keep an eye on Senate Bill 5147 and the whole idea of balanced calendars and learning recovery. With tonight's fiscal committee cutoff coming, legislators will now move to the House and Senate chambers for the next couple of weeks as they deal with bills that have passed out of all of the various committees, ready to send them to the opposite House. As we approach the halfway point of this 2021 session, we strongly encourage you to continue to be engaged with your legislators. Now is the time to ramp up your activities as opposed to backing off your activities. Legislators need to hear from you. They need to hear your voice, and they need to hear your stories. Encourage you to continue to follow this podcast and read the weekly newsletter This Week in Olympia to stay up to date on legislative issues. Again, we need your assistance in order to win throughout this session. Thank you for listening.